Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
And it's Ashley and her birthday. Yay! Hey, happy birthday, Ashley. How are you?
Thank you.
You're so welcome. We should make a birthday cake, and it should have icing, or what is the other one we're doing? Frosting.
Frosting.
Frosting and icing. How appropriate is that? What a coincidence. I was thinking about that earlier. I mean, this wasn't planned. It's like, oh, frosting, icing, Ashley's birthday. Hey, how about just so that's a neat little sugar package, if you know what I mean.
Sure tastes like you drank a sugar patch before you came back on air.
Hey, listen, my friend.
Strong.
Listen, my friend, I got a tube, because that's what it is. In my right hand, I'll have you know I have a tube of Betty Crocker decorating icing white. Yeah. Okay. Actually, it's getting in the way because I can't be serious with,
frosting in your hand?
No, the guests. Because it's like, okay, so tell me, what does that have to do with the wetlands? Meanwhile, I got this tube of icing in my hand. Yeah.
You're going to be like one of those toddlers at the,
yes,
the techno rave, yeah, there with the how much sugar you're on right now.
God, I bet they don't. No, they wouldn't have any. At those toddler raves, they wouldn't be serving any sugar snacks.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
You think so? Oh, my God.
The venues still want to make a quick buck. They can't sell beer to the toddlers, so the next best thing is regular Coke.
You got a point there. So,
and they'll still charge them like $17.
Of course they will. So we're doing icing and frosting. Oh, my. And you are icing, aren't you?
I am icing, and you are buttercream frosting.
Frosting, right. Which, by the way, I would like to shout out to Pillsbury for their cooperation in making creamy supreme vanilla frosting.
Not sponsored. This conversation is not
sponsored. No, it's not sponsored. It's just I wanted to make you
clear. If they would like to sponsor this conversation, John will be paid in tubes of frosting.
Yeah, listen, I'll do trade. You don't have to give me money. Just pay me in frosting. That's all.
That's a fair trade. I'll take it.
I'm telling you. Okay. So, what do you want to... What do you got, Ash? What do you want to... Oh, by the way, you doing anything special for your birthday yet? Other than go to work?
I'm talking to you.
Aw.
That's my birthday gift to myself.
Aw. Isn't she sweet? Yeah. All right. So tell me, what's so hot about icing, Betty Crocker?
All right, well, strap in.
Okay.
I'm sure you're thinking, Ashley, what are you going to teach me about icing that I don't already know?
Indeed.
The answer is not much. But in the baking world, icing and frosting are often used interchangeably.
Yes.
But there is a slight difference. So frosting is thick, fluffy, and it's used to usually coat or fill cakes, whereas icing is typically thinner, glossier, and it hardens to dry. So in order to take on this argument, I had to masterfully understand the world of sweet toppings. So let me break this down.
Please do.
I'm going to give you a little background on these items, and then I'm going to give my arguments for why.
I love it when you do research.
Well, I will explain why icing should be crowned king here. So buttercream frosting is, let's just say, like the workhorse. All right. It's made by beating together butter and powdered sugar. It's incredibly sweet. It's very easy to make, and it forms like a slight crust on the outside, great for your standard birthday cake.
Mm-hmm. Yummy.
So now icing, we're going to call that the decorator. There's two different types. There's royal icing, and then there's glaze icing. So royal icing is a mix of powdered sugar, water, and meringue powder, or egg whites, depending on your flavor preference. and then it dries into a hard candy-like shell and becomes your go-to for detailed sugar cookies or assembling gingerbread houses, things like that.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
The glaze.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No. I'm nodding in amazement. Yeah.
Okay. So now the glaze icing, that consists of powdered sugar and a liquid. So that could be milk or water or a fruit juice or whatever liquid you want to mix it with. And it stays semi-translucent and is usually poured over like donuts, scones, mm-hmm. or pound cakes. So now, that's the background. Now we got all that out of the way. Let's
hold on a second.
Polite.
What were the first two? You had the royal and then something else, right?
Or am royal I wrong? Icing and then glaze.
Royal and then glaze. Okay. But there's nothing specific of that makes it royal, right? I mean,
no, I don't know why it's called royal.
Why is it called royal?
It's just called royal icing.
Okay.
Now, wait. So we're getting to the point of the break. Do you want me to get to the argument after the break?
Get to the argument after the break.
All
we'll
right.
We'll do that. When we come back on 720 WGN. And the birthday, Ashley. Here at 720 WGN. That's right. And we're having icing versus frosting. And you were going to make the argument for icing. Yes?
Okay. Yes. So
all right.
Before the break, I kind of went into some background about the two different items.
Yes.
But just to catch some people up to speed, we're talking buttercream frosting versus mm-hmm. icing. And then mm-hmm. I'm going to be covering the two different icings that I mentioned, which is royal icing and glaze icing. That's about all you need to know if you missed the first half.
Man.
But here are my arguments. Get ready.
Yes.
I got four for you.
My goodness.
So argument number one, structural integrity versus emotional instability.
What? Now, wait a minute. How did emotional instability get into this?
Well, let me break it down for you. So,
first of all,
I do want to just say, it's crazy to me that the world just blindly worships whipped butter and literal cups of powdered sugar. So, buttercream is structurally fragile. It suffers from, like, a severe identity crisis the moment the temperature hits, like, 75 degrees or hotter. So, if you dare to bring a buttercream cake at an outdoor summer party, you aren't serving dessert. You are hosting a tragic melting clock exhibit. Now,
are we taping this? Because this is good. This is like, you know, we got to put this in the Hall of Fame. That's what we got to do.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Okay.
So now, icing, on the other hand, uh-huh. has work ethic, right? So
work
the
ethic.
Royal icing that I mentioned before, it goes on to the powder, the sugar cookie, and it dries beautifully into a glossy, bulletproof candy armor. You can stack those cookies in a box. You could throw them in a backpack. You could mail them across the country. But if you try to stack two buttercream cupcakes, you get an accidental crime scene of ruined dreams. You can't even attempt.
Wow.
It ruins the integrity of the whole treat. Argument number two,
Jeez.
Your teeth.
I'm done.
Let's look at the standard American buttercream recipe, okay? It's one cup of butter and then 4 billion cups of powdered sugar.
Yes.
So eating a slice of buttercream cake is less like a once on the lips, forever on the hips moment and more of a fast track to a dental emergency.
Gotcha.
Well,
that's
icing,
yes.
Icing exhibits self-control. It adds
it
an
does.
Elegant, snappy layer of sweetness, and it
I
complements
see.
The pastry beneath it rather than suffocating it under 3 inches of a duvet of whipped fat.
Wow.
I did my research. I really
You have outdone yourself on this one. A duvet of whipped fat. Man.
I'm
that's like
some terms here.
I mean, that's what's the word I'm looking for? That's genius. Yes, a duvet. It's like never mind. Okay, so
two more arguments for you. Those
good
are
Lord. Okay,
I'm almost done. I swear. So now we go to sophistication part of it. So buttercream is chaotic. It demands piping bags, star tips, offset spatula, and an advanced degree in architecture just to keep it from looking like a toddler's arson craft project.
Okay.
I mean, it's one wrong move, and the cake's going down. You put a little too much pressure on one side, and it's crooked. It's the leaning tower of Pisa.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, icing has a pure, effortless elegance. Because look at a glaze, for example. It drapes itself over the pastry like a silk gown. It slips off to the side. Jeez. It's nonchalant. It's artistic. And you don't need to try that hard, which makes it an easier-to-use situation. And now my final argument for you is the finger-licking part of the dessert. Now, when you eat a donut with the glossy chocolate icing, any excess that gets on your fingers is just a bonus treat. It comes off cleanly when you lick it off. Now, when you get buttercream anywhere on your body, it's a hostage situation. It's greasy. It smudges. It can stain depending on the coloring of it. And then suddenly you're trying to wipe it on every surface possible to get it off your body. So my verdict is that buttercream is like that loud, high-maintenance guest who shows up to the party, demands the thermostat to be set to exactly 60 degrees Fahrenheit, and then takes up all the space on the couch, whereas icing is like the smooth, reliable friend who arrives looking immaculate, holds everything together, never threatens to slide off the table into a puddle of smudgy tears, and
yes. Scene. Well, that's very, very nice. But frosting has a better song. That's the story of my life right there.
It's a good song, I have to admit.
Yeah, yeah. And you may be absolutely, you are correct in everything that you said. And frosting is like, you know, when you're slumming and people with attention deficit disorder. And I don't know what else. Let's find out how the voting went, shall we, Jack?
Ashley gave a really compelling argument, but she loses 80% to buttercream.
Man.
What? No kidding.
I'm not surprised.
I am.
Like I said, the world idolizes whipped butter. They just do. And when we were talking about which discussion we wanted to have, we both agreed that eating the buttercream frosting straight from the tub is just, a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. yes, it is. Thank you, Pillsbury. Yeah, it's, although I have to say, it doesn't have the same, you know how you get, well, you wouldn't, you're not older. But when you get older and you go back to like a childhood favorite and you try it and you go, that just didn't have the same impact as it used to. Well, sort of my story with the Pillsbury people, but still good.
Wonder if back when you're a kid, it's that excitement that you're eating something that is so horrible for you and they're letting you do it.
Well, probably when I back when I was a
kid. You have the free will. You could just go by it yourself. But we try not to because we know that it's not the best thing to do to our bodies. Whereas as a kid, you don't even know it's not the best thing to do for your body. You just know it's delicious. And mom and dad say you can't have it. And then you finally have it and you're like,
You've had some sugar, haven't you?
I had a Diet Coke from McDonald's and that's about it. So the caffeine's kicking in.
Okay. I'll say. It's now. Let us. Where are we in all of this? Oh, I guess we have to decide what we're going to do next week. Didn't I say Pillsbury? I don't know. I'm getting the text Pills-Bury. Okay, whatever.
Pillsbury Doughboy.
We have a suggestion here: snow cones versus slushy ice. Did we do that?
We have not done that. That is a good one.
Are we talking your... Well, I suppose there is only one category of snow cone, and that would be, you know, the time-honored shaved ice with some sort of syrup poured over it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And an icy slushy. I mean, I understand what those words mean, but and I can imagine what it's like, but I don't know if I've actually had a legitimate icy slushy, so to speak.
Have you ever gone to a 7-Eleven and gotten their
Slurpee?
Or to a movie theater? Yeah, the Slurpee. Basically.
Oh, sure. I've had a Slurpee, yeah. Okay.
I think that's the same thing. We have not done that, actually.
No, well, that's from Judy B. So at 7:08. So what do you say there, partner? What do you?
That could be the winner win a chicken dinner. I mean, we are in the summer months now, so
yes, it's perfect.
That's a sweet treat. Yeah, I'm with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Right,
which,
well, which one do you want? What's your poison?
Well, I mean, I have an emotional attachment to snow cones, so.
All right, good. You can take your paper cups.
Yes.
I'll take your paper mm-hmm. triangle cups.
My little paper funnel cups.
Slowly
yes.
disintegrate. And as my time goes on.
And whatever that is, pulverized ice and a scoop of an ice cream scoop and put it into the paper cup and then pour some kind of syrup on it and woohoo! Yeah.
Cool. And I'll take the, what is it? It's a polar bear riding a snowboard on the side.
Yes,
of
that's right. Okay. Snow cone. I just can't wait to hear the in-depth report that you have about icy slushy.
I will be starting my research promptly after this phone call. That is my birthday plan for the evening.
Well, I hope you have a happy birthday the remainder of your birthday. Didn't you do anything?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, I'm doing some stuff with the family this upcoming weekend. And then tonight I'm actually going over to Trivoli Tavern down in the West Loop with some friends for a late night. I'm going to get Italian food, so I'm going to have a late night Italian dinner.
Okay, everybody. Hangover alert at work tomorrow morning. Just want to put that out there. All right, Ashley, enjoy the rest of your birthday and talk to you next week.
No, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Well, I know that, but people don't know we talk every day.
Well, okay. I'll talk to you next week.
on the food fight. Yes. And I will talk to you tomorrow in a non-food fight environment. Okay.